Friends, today I just want to bring a simple word of challenge to those who are maybe listening who do not yet know the Saviour. I'm reading from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 26, verse 14 and verse 15. Then one of the 12, called Judas Iscariot, went unto the chief priests and said unto them, What will ye give me? And I will deliver him unto you. And they covenanted with him for 30 pieces of silver. 30 pieces of silver. Judas Iscariot, who heard all of Christ's sermons, saw most of Christ's miracles, and was in the immediate presence of the Lord for much of a 3-year period, was willing to forsake it all, to renounce it all, and to sell his soul and to damn his soul for 30 pieces of metal. 30 pieces of silver. Jesus Christ asked a question, what shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Judas was willing to give his soul for 30 pieces of silver. Maybe you've sat in church for years, you've heard the gospel for years, you've known the truth for years, you've heard preaching for years, you've been a member maybe of a Christian home or a Christian family for years, but you yourself are not converted. And there's something in your life that's holding you back. Something that you will not let go of. What are you giving in exchange for your soul? I'm sure some of you are selling your souls for a lot less than 30 pieces of silver. Dr. Rowland Hill was a famous Bible and gospel preacher, ministered a lot around the city of London. One day, standing in an open-air park at a green hillside, he was preaching the Word of God. And a famous stateswoman, a countess, Lady Anne Erskine, was travelling in her carriage. She saw the large crowd gathered, and she heard remotely the voice of the preacher. She said to the driver of the carriage, "Who is that man?" Who replied, "That is Rowland Hill, the famous preacher." She said, "Stop the carriage, I want to listen to what he's saying." So the carriage stopped, she rolled down the window. Rowland Hill, out of the corner of his eyes, saw what was going on and recognized who it was. He stopped preaching and he said to the crowd that day, "I'm going to do something unusual. We're going to have an auction. And we're going to have an auction for the soul of Lady Anne Erskine." That got the crowd's attention and it got her attention as well. He says, "I see the first bidder and it's the world. World, what will you give for the soul of Lady Anne Erskine?" The world says, "I will offer her a life of ease, a life of fame, a life of fortune, and a life of pleasure." That sounded maybe like a good offer. Then he says, "But what do you offer her in death?" The world says, "I can't offer her anything. No hope, no peace, no assurance, no gladness as she crosses the river." Rowland Hill says, "I cannot accept such an offer or such a low price. Is there another bidder in the crowd?" "Oh, I see another bidder, and it's the devil himself. Satan, what will you give for the soul of Lady Anne Erskine?" "I offer her a life of sin. I offer her a life of iniquity. I offer her a life of pride and a life without God to do as she pleases." "What do you offer her in death?" "I offer her destruction, punishment, damnation, separation, and hell." Rowland Hill threw up his hands and says, "I could never accept such an offer. But at last I see one last bidder, Jesus Christ the righteous, the Son of God and the Son of Man. Christ, what do you offer for the soul of Lady Anne Erskine?" The reply came, "I offer my life's blood." What do you offer her in life? "I offer her peace, forgiveness, salvation, the presence of God." Well, that sounds like a wonderful offer. What do you give her in death? "I give her an assurance of heaven. I give her the knowledge of sins forgiven. I promise to be with her in life and death, and I offer her heaven for all eternity." What an offer. And he turned round and says, "Miss Erskine, do you accept this offer?" And in her heart, yes, she did. She realized that the world had nothing to offer. Satan had nothing to offer. But Jesus Christ had everything to offer. His own life's blood. His life for hers. the cross, and along with that, salvation, heaven, and home. He offers you today so much. Will you give him your heart? Will you give him your life? Will you respond to the call of God? And will you say, yes, I give Jesus Christ my heart and my life and my soul. Love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all. Are you selling your soul today? Your soul is precious, more precious than all the world. Jesus Christ shed his blood for the redemption of the souls of men and women. Will you not come to the cross in faith and repentance and know that your soul is saved? God bless you, and thank you for listening.